Okay. Can you guys say something?
Hello?
See?
Hello?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh. Can't see.
There, it's getting you. Okay, we're good. Okay, you got that.
I do.
Okay.
Thank you for letting us into your home, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to let you kind of...
No, go for it. You've been doing it. Let's... I'll chime in. You know.
Okay.
I'll put on the side sets for both of us.
So can you just tell us who you are and how long you've lived here and kind of what your relationship to the community is and also then what your biggest concerns are?
My name is James Berlin Sr. And I'm 80 years old now, and I've been here for...
So you'll be here on the 12th?
All of my life, except for 10 years of my work time was spent in Bethel.
So when you think about how things have changed, what are the main, both problems and good things? Like, what are the good things that have happened, but what are the negative things that you've seen?
The good things that happen here is improvement of water and sewer system.
Oh, that's good.
For the village. In the old times, we used to have spring camps, and we go out probably like middle of April by duck team. And some places you have to travel like 70 miles, probably the furthest. And the closest might be like only 2 miles out of the village. That way we get out of our community and let it kind of settle by itself. All our waste dumps and other garbage, they deteriorate and turn into part of tundra.
So you gave the system a rest.
Yeah.
While you were gone.
And from spring camp, when we come home with a boat, we stay only like less than a week and go back to our fish camps. And our fish camps are down on the Kuskokwim, where all the salmon is. And then when school is about to get into session, that's the time we come back to the village. So we give our home and land in our yards some rest for at least 5 months.
Do you think, could it ever go back to that?
I don't think so.
What do you think will happen? What do you think in 20 years will be the best next thing?
Next thing might be relocation. Away from our main settlement here in Unapitso.
If you resettle to a new place, though, will it not do the same thing if you stay 12 months, the year? Will it not just cycle and be a repeat over 20 or 50 years?
I don't think so. If we keep up the roads and take care of our waste, we'll have a better environment.
Can I ask more of an open-ended question? Because the knowledge that you have is wonderful, like 80 years of memories here. Can you tell us, just kind of walk us through how Napacek has changed, besides just the movement, but what you remember from as a child to now, and just kind of tell us about it?
I was born at Nunatsiok, wintertime. And my parents had the same house that they built here at Nunatsiok. And it was, you know, brand new, like a couple of years old when I was born. And then they moved it here and rebuilt it. And that house have been with us, you know, till now. Mm-hmm. It's still up. What was that other question?
Just to tell us about what you remember as a child, all the way to how the village has changed and grown.
Oh, okay.
And everything was...
And the big change that I noticed, but it took all these years, is the land getting lower and less at the bank.
Yes, that would be.
And even the solid ground that had like little willows. There were willows down there by our courtyard. But those are no more. And even from on the shore, there was willows going that way. And after they're gone, the land started to sink. And now it's swamp. All the vegetation is gone, changed to water plants now.
Have you seen the lifestyle change then with that?
Our lifestyle we were more traditionally in our living. And now more of a commercial store bought stuff. So easy to get. Way back then, when I was growing up, my dad used to shop in Bethel. Probably at least four times a year.
Okay.
He started out with a boatload in the fall time for necessary food that we got from the stores. And the next trip would be right around Christmas time, right after his fur bearing hunting season. That's about Christmas time. Mm. He'd bring a sled load of groceries, necessities that we need. And then toward the springtime, right before we leave to spring camp, he'd bring another load of supplies. Groceries and seasonal things for summer. And after spring season, that's our muskrat season. All the furs that they got, they bring it home and sell them and get their summer supplies. Summer necessities like motors, gasoline, tents, stove. And some people don't get stoves, they just built oil drum stoves for their camp. But my dad always had what they called Yukon stove that had a little oven. My mom would make sourdough bread. Almost every day.
Yum. That sounds wonderful.
That's how we lived in the past. From season to season.
2040 years now.
So, to give you a little context, Alaska wasn't a state until 1959. It's not been very long. So when we talk about government rule and stuff, it has changed, right?
Hello.
So, do you remember when the stationary village was established, and when the church? When was that? Was that 60s? Or when did this location become permanent?
It would have to be in the 20s or 30s.
Oh, I thought it was later than that. So it was 20s or 30s. Hello, how'd you find this? Wow.
For me.
They escorted, huh?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Thank you, kids.
This is life.
This is life. We're hearing stories. For the 20s and 30s, wow, you got to see the infrastructure. Well, you can't have it all. I want some. Don't eat it all. I haven't got to try some.
All right,
you can have a little bit.
He was hoping to get fish yesterday, and we got the fish, and he did not.
Oh. That's why he came.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Where was I saying about the? Oh, you got to see the infrastructure get built. Like in terms of the roads and the water.
Have you been to 4th Avenue already?
I don't know.
That end of the village?
I don't know if we have. Have we got all the way down?
We've been all over, but I don't know where that...
Yeah, we've walked most of the boardwalks.
That's the... You see those... What are they? Dump?
Lagoon?
Lagoons, okay. Back here.
Okay. Like the big lagoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And south of that is 4th Avenue.
Okay.
We call it 4th Avenue.
4th Avenue.
It's connected, then we can go that way.
That's the end of the village right now. But that was the first settlement right there. that area.
4th Avenue was the first settlement. Okay. So,
it has to be somewhere in 1920s when they started it. My grandpa on my dad's side, he was one of the original people that moved into that area. And that's when it started as a fishing camp. And when more people come in, they build a kasrik, the community house, the big steam house.
Oh, it was a big community steam house?
Sod mud house.
Sod mud house, okay.
Men's house, it was called.
Men's house?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Somebody mentioned the men's house yesterday.
Sod
okay.
Mud house, big one.
Kasrik, that's what they call it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When did it move away from the men's and women's houses to more family houses? I don't know. The
men's house was for boys, like growing up.
Male yeah. side.
Growing up area.
Separate female, male.
Once they married or became partnered, did they stay separate?
When they're small kids,
who lived with them?
The men.
The men did? Okay.
Because that's why they call it the men's house.
Yeah.
All the little boys that can run around, go bathroom by themselves, that's when they start living there too.
Did the women have a women's house?
Yeah.
They were in their...
In their homes?
In their homes.
With their mothers.
With their mother. That's where they learn how to prepare food and take care of clothes. No.
Mend and
mend
sew.
Roles in women's
clothing.
Yeah.
Was Barry picking a male or a female role traditionally? I'm curious.
And to give you a little bit of perspective, my grandpa, his dad, hardly seen any white people.
Uh-huh.
And he was more or less nomadic, hunting and fishing anywhere he wanted to.
Uh-huh.
My dad is introduced to school, and I grew up fully
in school.
So it's just in the 3 generations, it changed that much
and that fast.
So the men's house, did they live there for their entire life, or did they move out? Like, was it just for raising till they were married?
Go back and forth.
Okay.
To their family.
Okay.
They have to take care of their family.
Yep. Okay. So.
But that's where they usually stay.
Taught where they are taught and taught how to make a living, how to go about life and subsistence. Hello. And how to do a man's role. A man in the household.
So, was Barry Pickett, was that a male or a female role?
Both.
Okay, so that one was shared.
I'm done with my meeting, but I'm having another interview with people from Water...
University of Texas.
Water Research.
Yeah.
We're expanding now.
Everybody's kind of busy in the summertime.
Yeah. It's easy to get up. Well, it's very cold.
Yes. And it's been easier to get there. A little in the winter, but lots in the summer.
Yeah. Well, so we will. I know you've got other things to do. Thank you for taking so much time. But yeah,
is there anything that we should be at when we look at how this place is changing very rapidly in the last 10 years with climate change? Is there anything we should be asking or looking at that you think is relevant?
I think you've already seen steam house, the bathhouse. It's what most of the families need, you know, in order to keep clean and be healthy. Right now, I don't have one. We're debating for a place to build it.
So do you need to use somebody else's, or how does that work?
I do use my brother's.
Okay.
But it's... it would be better if I have one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't have to wait for him to call me.
Wonderful.
Leif, is there anything we should ask?
I missed the first part of the story, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, while you're here, is there anything you'd like to?
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head.
All right.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about
life here?
Yeah. And do you think, who will make the choices from your perspective that will lead to the relocation of the village at some point?
We're depending on the federal government to help us out. And whoever is willing to do it to help us out.
Mm.
We don't have equipment to move, like we don't have tractors, we don't have birds for summer activities and winter activities, both summer and winter activities, so work.
Great.
Do you think everyone will want to move? Or some people will want to stay?
Most of them would want to move.
I want to move.
Do you want to move?
What will happen in this house if you move?
Probably abandon it if it's not good enough to move.
Mm.
You can already see the
crack. The crack in there.
Now part is
coming apart.
Coming apart.
Thank you. I think that you've answered any questions that we have.
Another thing that you might want to know is, you know, all the families don't have resources like money. And the head household, some of us are getting old, and health wise, we can't hardly do anything. And I've been all my life, I've had bad hip. It's hard for me to work on houses, like underneath a house and even up on the roof. Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous for me.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot be humble enough to do a good job.
I can imagine. I mean, especially with the slanting and the repair that's needed, that's challenging for anyone.
But he is a retired longtime teacher.
Really? What did you teach?
Yupik.
Wonderful. I'm not related to this, but I would love, but on that note, I have heard people discuss some of the concerns with the younger kids knowing the local languages and the loss of Yupik particularly. Have you seen that here? And with the children, the loss of the local language a little bit, have you seen that?
Yeah. We don't speak it anymore. Some of them. They could understand, cannot speak it.
Just nowadays, I'm starting to see them speaking English just now. Still, we are still speaking it in the rest of the state of ours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to stop recording here.
And we'll go see his steam house down there.
So I see, is this one of the houses you had in